Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for June 5th, 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. We've got a packed one today. A major acquisition that's going to reshape how you think about your JavaScript toolchain, some really interesting AI containment work, and Elixir finally gets types.
Let's jump right into the big story. Void Zero? That's Evan Yu's company behind Vike Rolldown and the OXC toolchain? Is being acquired by Cloudflare.
Okay, this is huge. Like, if you're a front-end dev, you almost certainly touch Vite at this point. It's everywhere. And now, Cloudflare owns it.
Exactly. This is the biggest consolidation move in the JS build toolchain since Vercel picked up Turborepo. And it's really telling. Cloudflare now controls the fastest-growing bundler ecosystem and gets deep integration hooks from your dev machine all the way to edge deployment.
Right. And what's wild is this means the bundler you pick is increasingly a bet on which cloud you'll deploy to. Vercel has Next.js, Netlify has their framework-agnostic adapters, and now Cloudflare owns the build layer itself.
Near term, it's probably good news. More funding, faster Vite and Rolldown development, tighter workers and pages integration. Expect Cloudflare deployment pipelines baked right into Vite build within months. But the long-term vendor lock-in question is real.
Yeah, Cloudflare's been pretty good about keeping acquired tools open. Look at Pingora, but the incentive structure now clearly favors optimizing for their edge runtime over, say, Lambda or Vercel's infra. If you're starting a new project today, think about where you're deploying before you pick your bundler.
Well said. All right, let's move into AI news. There's a really interesting benchmark that came out of Uber this week. Simon Willison dissected their internal AI spending cap, $1,500 per month per developer.
That's a fascinating number, because it basically sets the enterprise ceiling. If you're building or pricing an AI dev tool, anything above $1,500 a month per seat is going to trigger procurement friction. That's your design constraint now.
And on the security side, someone spent $1,500 throwing multiple LLMs at an intentionally vulnerable app to see if they could hack it. The results were sobering. They found some low-hanging fruit but completely failed at chained exploits.
So, don't fire your pen testers. Use LLMs as a first-pass fuzzer, sure, but they're not replacing real security audits anytime soon.
Also worth flagging, Anthropic published their full sandboxing and containment architecture for Claude. Layered permissions, capability restrictions, output filtering. If you're building agentic systems, this is basically the reference architecture for scoping LLM actions safely in production.
That's interesting, because it connects to a broader theme today. Between Anthropic's containment docs, Microsoft open sourcing MXC for policy-driven container isolation, and Boxes.dev launching cloud sandboxes for AI coding agents. There's this whole infrastructure layer forming around running untrusted AI workloads safely.
Great segue into DevTools. Let's talk about Elixir v1.0.2, because this is a big deal. Elixir now has gradual typing built into the language. Not bolted on, built in.
700 points on Hacker News, which tells you the community has been waiting for this. If you've ever avoided Elixir because of the dynamic typing trade-off, this changes the calculus. You get type checking where you want it without giving up the Beam's concurrency model.
And then there's Boxes.dev, a ShowHN offering cloud-hosted dev environments purpose-built for AI coding agents. If you're tired of Claude Code or Codex munging your local file system, you spit up an isolated sandbox and let the agent go wild in there.
I love that because parallel agent runs have been a real pain point. You want three agents exploring different approaches? Give each one its own box. Clean separation.
Quick shout out to GUI, a GPU-accelerated UI framework for Zig. Still early, but 160 points on HN shows real appetite for Zig-native UI tooling. On the launches front, a couple of cool ones. Open Notebook is an open-source alternative to Google's Notebook LM. You can swap models, customize retrieval, own your data. Almost 3,000 GitHub stars.
Oh, that's great for anyone who's been eyeing Notebook LM features for a product but doesn't want the Google lock-in. Fork it. Make it yours.
And here's one for the music nerds. Ableton released an extensions SDK. If you're building music or audio AI tools, this is a direct integration path into arguably the most popular DAW out there. Think AI mixing assistants, generative MIDI tools, real-time audio processing.
Okay, that's genuinely exciting. The creative AI tool space just got a major new distribution channel.
Quick hits before we wrap. Ted Chiang has a piece arguing AI is not conscious. 600+ comments on Hacker News, so clearly people have feelings about that.
When does Ted Chiang not spark a debate? Also, Burn Sushi, the creator of RipGrip, shared a personal health update about an anti-NMDA receptor encephalitis diagnosis, wishing them the absolute best.
Absolutely. And a fun one for the weekend, someone wrote up patching guitar amp firmware. Great embedded hacking read if you want something lighter. All right, two threads to pull on from today. First, the platform war is moving into the build layer. Cloudflare acquiring Void Zero means your bundler choice is becoming a deployment choice. Map your toolchain to your target runtime before writing code.
And second, AI agent containment is becoming a first-class engineering discipline. Between Anthropic's docs, Microsoft's MXC, and Boxes.dev, the infrastructure for sandboxing untrusted AI workloads is maturing fast. If you're shipping agents that touch file systems or APIs, adopt a layered sandbox architecture now. Don't bolt it on later.
That's the briefing for June 5th. Links to everything we talked about are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Go build something great.